Viona, thank you for spending some time with me.
No problem at all.
We're talking about vino. I've been known to take the cork out of my lunch on a number of occasions. How can you avoid being either a wine snob or ignorant about wine? What are the things that suck us into buying that bottle of wine over that bottle of wine?
I think people love a good label and they love medals. And I think if you get that labelling and strategy and medal strategy right, it can absolutely convince people to buy wine. But there's a lot of reasons that people buy particular wines, and generally it's around what they're comfortable with. We tend to find a wine we like and stick with it, or stick within that same sort of vicinity, price range. We don't venture very far.
So, okay, you're saying there are people buy for all sorts of different reasons. Maybe it's budget, might be point of sale. It could be what the label looks like, the name of it.
Yep, definitely. But I think a lot of it is around comfort, what I feel comfortable with. Because otherwise, I don't want to be disappointed. And there's so much to choose from. It's easy to not get what you like.
Let me put my wine snob hat on. I think we've got the best wines in the world here in Australia because we have so many different regions doing it so well. Margaret River, we've got the Barossa Valley, we've got the Yarra Valley, we've got the Hunter Valley. We have, you know, some of the best standards of winemaking in the world. Bugger the French, right? and is that with good reason? I mean, you work with the industry body, Wine Australia. Have we got every good reason to say we are world's best?
Absolutely. The new tagline from Wine Australia about Australian wine is made our way, and it is absolutely true. Hmm. We take traditions, we use them for their best intentions, but we also turn them on their heads and create new ways of making wine and better ways of doing things. So we really have forged our own industry and our own fantastic wines, premium and otherwise, actually. There's some great value wines out there.
Yeah.
There's everything in Australia.
It's interesting. I think the boutique wineries are chasing or running neck and neck with the boutique beer. I mean, because there's boutique breweries all over the place. I mean, we have Murdering Point here, just out of Innisfail, and just one example of a very niche yet, well-patronised local winery, because people want that local food and or wine and or beverage experience when they're travelling through a region, don't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing better than being in a region and being able to go to the cellar door rather than just buy from a bottle shop and getting that full experience. To me, drinking, or any the whole drinks industry, but particularly wine, it's so much more about the experience than it is just about the product. And so the more we can give people that experience, cellar door is the ultimate, but any type of experience with wine is really important.
See, one of the good things there is that if you can meet the people that make it and see where it's grown, you get a chance to really get into the nitty-gritty of, okay, well, this Pinot, what does it go with? Should I have it with cheese or crackers or should I have it with sweet or sour? And they can give you some notes on it as well.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that little bit of education around wine, just a little bit of knowledge, gives you so much more opportunity to try different things. Like I was saying before, you know, people get very comfortable in their wine choices, but just understanding a little bit more gives you so much more opportunity to experience a broader depth of wine.
Yeah. As I say, Viona, more wine, less whinge. Thanks for talking with me. There's Viona Young. She's a consultant, people and coaching advocacy. She works with Wine Australia, the industry body. And it's simple, listener. Don't worry about anything else. Just buy Australian vino. This is the 4KZ Breakfast Experience.